Hi, this is Grace Deputy for Wilmington, Delaware, and this piece is called Healing Virtues. Healing virtues received through the bloodshed on Calvary. Tooth decay resulted in decapitation from the root. Treatment for such drastic conditions seems much more than something minute, but just the inclement of love, of faith, will expose one to God's mercy and his grace. His name is Jesus, the Son of Man. Our freedom was bought with a price. Hurt, pain, the reins never be the same, all a part of God's plan. By his stripes, we were healed. We are healed. No longer of this world, we possess a shield. Faith to withstand every fiery dart of the adversary. Like Mary, we were made whole. No longer bound and given salvation for the soul. Yet way too many let life take a toll. Living it up, killing the very essence of their inner being with drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality resulting in STDs. Ultimately leading to a life-threatening disease that one alone cannot dis-ease the effects it takes on the body. But a man I know performs miracles when a doctor says no, Jesus yells out yes. For them, I was cut, afflicted, mangled, wounded, stripped, pierced. I wore their transgressions. They are made strong in my humiliation. They are made people in my sufferings, and the list spreads continuously. They shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and their testimonies. Speak light to every situation. Day and night, my word is their meditation. Through my joy, they are strengthened. From my love, they receive blessings that they don't have room enough to receive. They've been redeemed. Although they are not worthy, I count them worthy, for I am them and them in me, sent by my Father so they can see a better way, the only way. Yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they shall fear no evil, for I am with them, even unto the end, to the place of paradise. No more sin, no more troubles, no more struggles. I prepare this place for them. It's special for my people, which are called by my name, them that humble themselves and pray. I shall bring forth change. They'll never be the same. No, never again.